On waking, it took me a moment or two to remember where it was. Then I recalled, with gruesome clarity, the events of the previous day.
Who are you? What the devil are you doing out on this desolate rock?
Oh, I was trapped here by the storm. I've been checking the lighthouse. That's my job.
You sank my boat. But how am I going to get back to the mainland?
Sam, let me introduce you to the one and only unsinkable Iguanodon. You can hitch a ride to the mainland with us.
Well, you're quite sure it hasn't capsized. I mean, it's always laying in the water at that angle, is it?
We've just gone past a warning, boy.
The Wobetides. We must be heading for the Wobetides.
What are the Wobetides?
It's a place. A bit like that there Bermuda Triangle.
Only without the geometry or the weather.
O'Reilly, you're a man of little gumption and your tour is a shambles. I demand you take us home.
Nothing that goes into the Wobetides is ever heard of again.
But I have to get back to the mainland. I'll lose my job otherwise.
The Iguanodon by Paul Lucas. Episode 2. Big Fat Lions.
Morning.
Ah, Sam, you've woken up. That's very brave of you in the circumstances.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Where's everyone else?
Captain's on the bridge, and our passengers are on the island.
Island? What island?
We hit land a little after dawn.
Does that mean you know where we are?
No, of course not, Sam. We know where we aren't, though, which is anywhere safe you'd care to mention. Mr. Brooke and the others went to have a look around and see if there were any clues that might help us with the where we are thing.
Which, strictly speaking, is what you might call your job, isn't it?
There's no way I'm setting foot on an island in the Wobetides. It's asking for trouble. It's begging on bended knee for sprites and goblins and trolls and...
All right, Don. Just remember that you were supposed to be taking Mr. Brooke and the other two on a once-in-a-lifetime cruise, not getting them lost with no idea how to get home. So if there is a side to you that we haven't seen yet, preferably one that thinks up great plans and doesn't slur its words, now would be a good time for it to make an appearance.
Yeah, I'll second that. I'm not supposed to be on a once-in-a-lifetime cruise. I'm supposed to be maintaining lighthouses.
Believe me, Sam, I don't want to hang about in the Wobetides any longer than you do. The place gives me the collywobbles.
It might help if we try to be positive. We're seeing places hardly anyone else has seen, you know. Someone said to me once, every place is beautiful if you only look with your heart instead of your mind.
Oh, who was that? A priest?
No, a state agent. You know, it seemed to placate the passengers when I said it to them.
Well, doesn't look as if there's a damn thing here, does there?
No. There don't seem to be any houses, or let alone boutiques.
Oh, it's very clean, though, Isabel. And quiet. I like it.
It's hardly what was in the brochure, Harriet.
Keep together now, ladies. No telling what sort of ugly customers might be lurking round here.
Excuse me.
Sorry to startle you, my good lady. I couldn't help overhearing what you just said.
Right. Who are you, and what were you doing in the bushes?
Roger Palmer Smythe, old fellow. Perhaps I might be able to assist you.
Oh? Oh, well, I don't know. We're a little lost. Just wanted to know how to get back home.
Why don't you take in a few sights first? Now, you needn't be frightened of those silliest stories we hear about the place. That's all just to keep the riffraff out. And I can see you're the class of visitor we're trying to attract.
Oh. Yeah. Well, very good of you to say so. All this talk of the Wobetides being a sort of Bermuda Triangle is hogwash, then, is it?
Of course. Well, we don't want to be overrun with undesirables, do we?
I thought as much. Oh, allow me to introduce Isabel, my wife, and her sister, Harriet.
Ooh, how do you do? Might I say how radiant you both look?
Oh,
I believe you must have borrowed your faces from the angels. They shine so.
My name's Brooke, as in Brooks Custards.
What? Brooks Custards? Hmm? Surely not.
Well, yes.
The man responsible for the Zeus of Custards is standing before me. Ah, but I can tell from the cut of your suit you're indeed the man you say you are.
Oh, you get my custards out here, then?
But of course, the broad gamut of known puddings is just a vehicle for your custard.
By God, young man, you and I are peas in a pod.
Yes, already I think of you all as friends.
What exactly is there to see here, Mr. Palmer Smythe?
Oh, Roger, please. Well, there's... just for starters, there's the, wishing well.
Oh, we saw a well earlier. We didn't realise it was a wishing well.
Well, you can wish in it if you want to, my dear lady. There aren't any signs or anything.
Yes, thin on signs, this place. Mm. And we haven't seen a soul to ask directions of till we were lucky enough to bump into you. Mm. Oh, now I've said that, there's a chap over there. Look. Yeah. In a black cap, waving at us.
Well, yes, I know him, my friends. He's a notorious bore. Tell you what, let's make tracks straight away. Why don't we? I'll show you the information centre.
Oh, right you are, Roger. Yes. Man of action, I can tell that straight away. Excellent.
You're going a little quickly, Roger.
Yes, well... There's a lot to do. Yeah. Try and keep up now. Fast as you can.
Oh, it's nearly running, Isabel. This island must be full of sights to see.
did you come by boat then, Mr. Brooke?
Yes, Roger, we did. Interested in sailing, are you?
Might be soon, yes. Was it a motorboat or rowboat?
Rowboat, a pokey little thing. Supposed to be the lifeboat for the Iguanodon.
Oh, Iguanodon?
Yes.
Our cruising vessel, Roger.
Oh. Moored in the harbour, did you?
Yes.
Right. The harbour. I tell you what, everyone. I'll just run ahead a bit and pick up any litter so it all looks nice.
There's no need to do that, Roger.
On the contrary, my dear lady. It's of paramount importance.
What a kind man.
My God, he's a fit fellow, isn't he? Look at him go. That's what a dose of my custard does for you. God, I should have had some myself.
With a bit of luck, we'll soon be underway again, Sam. And the captain's busy drawing out the radio, so we can try and ask for directions home.
In fact, here he is now.
Good day to you, Captain. Will you have a little drop of this?
Well, just a small one, perhaps. No, don't worry about a glass.
Is anything wrong, Captain? Captain?
I'd say he's fallen out with sobriety. I haven't seen him this het up since something in a jar smiled at him in the kitchen.
What's happened, Captain? No, give me that. Give, Captain, give! Now, tell us what's happened.
The police are coming.
Fantastic! Oh, they're bound to be able to help us. Police? Give me that bottle. Give me it!
No, Don, you're just panicking. We are miles from anywhere. They won't be looking for you, will they? It'll just be a routine patrol.
No, they're coming straight towards us, like a Red Indian heat-seeking bloodhound thing with a grudge.
Oh, this is just my luck. How long would you say we've got?
Less long than we really need, I'd say.
Oh, mother of yeast. Right, you two, stall them. Sam, you come with me.
But I don't understand. Why are you so scared? You haven't done anything wrong, have you?
There are some articles in my cabin that are allergic to policemen's noses. Come on.
Look, would you... Let go.
I'll explain later. Come on.
We'll keep them talking. Laura, you be interesting on a variety of subjects and I'll handle the juggling.
Right. Because that's so much better than actually having a plan, of course.
Oh, this is all I need. You know, I think the start of the day is the very worst place to have the mornings.
Just when I thought help had arrived in the shape of a police boat, Don revealed that he was wanted for a variety of offences relating to the supply of unlicensed alcohol. I told him that I was not prepared to be party to any conspiracy to pervert the course of justice and recommended that he hand himself over to the police to avoid any unpleasant scene. Don thought a better idea would be for him to try and blame me for the illegal goods since they were stored in my cabin. We argued for a while and threw hopelessly inaccurate punches at each other until eventually we agreed that disposing of the incriminating evidence into the sea would mean that neither of us got arrested. I would also save the police some paperwork. But part of me didn't want to go along with this plan. It suggested I was about to do the most stupid thing it was possible to do. And as it turned out, that part of me was wrong. It was possible to do something even more stupid. And barely 5 minutes later, I'd be doing it.
Hello there, police people.
Oh, are you the captain of this boat, sir?
The captain?
I suppose I am, really. I ought to make a note of that.
And I'm Laura.
Well, I'm Sergeant Harold Hartley, and this is my constable, Harold Hartley. May I ask you what you are doing in these waters?
I'm afraid we're lost, Sergeant.
Well, of course you're lost. This is the Woby Tides. You're lost, we're lost, everybody's lost. That's obvious.
Common knowledge.
Yes, goes without saying. Do you mind if we search your boat, sir?
What for?
The sergeant will be the judge of that, sir.
But, what are you looking for?
Well, it's not what, it's who.
Who?
Who?
Oh, who then?
A man called Don O'Reilly.
It must be a different Don O'Reilly.
What?
Nothing, we've never heard of him. Don who, did you say? Don O...
Don O'Reilly, madam, a villain, a outlaw, who we have reason to believe tricked us in the past.
Oh, yeah. Tricked you in a good way or in a bad way?
Oh, in a very bad way indeed. You see, we were in pursuit of Mr. O'Reilly and very close to catching him. Mm-hmm. But we made the mistake of asking a man sailing on an odd-looking pile of wood not dissimilar to this one which way he went. Mm-hmm. And he pointed us straight into the Woby Tides, a well-known spooky zone from which there is no escape. After much thought, we came to realise that the man sailing on the odd-looking pile of wood not dissimilar to this one was, in fact, Mr. O'Reilly himself.
In fairness, the only photo we had of him was of the back of his head, Sergeant.
Oh, yes, yes. When he turned his head away from us, we'd recognise him straight away. Yeah. But by then, it was too late. We'd crossed into this place. You do not know a Don O'Reilly, do you?
Yes.
Aren't the clowns?
He's not here. He's ill. He's,
A pair of big fat liars, eh? Let's go inside, then. Down here, is it, sir?
Yes. So, you're both called Harold Hartley?
Well, no, we are. She thinks we're stupid.
Well, no, isn't that a bit confusing?
Confusing? No. No, that must be algebra you're thinking of. The registrar responsible for birth certificates in our town was a man called Harold Hartley. He was new to his job, and for several weeks he put his name in the wrong place. There were 11 Harold Hartleys in my street alone.
Yes, my good lady wife amongst others.
Now, enough about us. Stand aside.
Wouldn't you like to take a little stroll first?
Yes, the scenery's gone to a lot of trouble this morning, after all.
I believe you are trying to stall us, sir, which is a offence, a huge offence.
Goodness. There's no pulling the wool over your eyes, Sergeant.
Madam, modern policing is a sophisticated business.
Oh, is it?
These days it takes us only a matter of minutes to put two and two together.
Hey, look at this, though. Juggling. With not one, not two, but three apples. Right. Just got put off by a sudden gust of gravity there. Hang on.
Take us to O'Reilly.
This way, then. I'll show you which are the steps of weight-bearing.
How much stuff have you got, eh? This is the last of it. Look, you're doing grand. Then put your face in a stamp for this one day.
What is this, anyway?
Borth.
Borth?
What's borth?
It's a fluid.
Oh, yeah, an alcoholic fluid, right? It pains me to throw it overboard, but I think it's safer.
Not for the fishies, no.
There's a whole shoal of them floating on the surface being through the last lot.
Well, let's hope the police don't see them. We don't want the fish to let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, no! They're coming! It's the hour of reckoning!
Oh, God, what are we going to do?
Quick, in here!
Hey! That's Mr. Book's cabin!
Well, what else do you suggest we do? Stand against the walls and make like Magnolia? With any luck, we'll be out by the time he gets back on the island. Come on!
And so I discovered the most stupid thing it was possible to do. It was to follow Don O'Reilly into Mr. Brooke's cabin to hide from the police. God, just one day earlier, I'd been an anonymous lighthouse engineer. But now I felt like I'd been body snatched by some kind of lobotomized clown. As I closed the door behind us, I prayed that something would delay Mr. Brooke and the others on the island.
There's still no sign of Roger, darling.
He's over this next brow, no doubt.
Yeah, but aren't we back near the harbour again now? Huh? Yes, you see, there's a harbour down there.
Oh, and there's our boat.
Yeah, and there's Roger.
Yes, getting into our boat.
He's probably just borrowing it so that he and I will have more to talk about later over a pale ale and a pie.
He's going very far out, though, isn't he?
Oh, here's that man again, the one in the black cap.
Oh, dear, everyone just ignore him.
I don't think I'm very good at ignoring him. Can we try something else?
Damn, he's got away. Are you three all right?
Was that firearm loaded, you lunatic?
Oh, I'm sorry to cause alarm, sir, but Jack the Eel can be a dangerous customer.
Look, that wasn't Jack the anybody. That was Roger.
Oh, is that what he called himself this time? Roger. Palmer Smile, was
it? Yes.
Oh, that's the prison governor's name. He likes his little jokes, does Jack the Eel.
Prison? Jack- There's a prison on this island?
This island is a prison, sir. You'd have seen the signs if Jack hadn't led you the way he did.
So he's taken our boat, this Mr. Eel?
Well, I'm afraid so, madam. But trying to escape from the woe be tides is futile. That's why they built a prison, yeah? Even if you did escape, there's nowhere you can go to. In a few days, he'll be back here begging us to let him back in.
But... So he...
When you say there's nowhere you can go to, does that mean nowhere in a different sense than the way a nervous lady would think of nowhere?
I'm afraid not, madam.
Oh!
I can't even get out of here myself.
Jack the Eel?
How will we get off the island without our boat?
Don't worry. I'm sure we can sort something out for you.
Then the man... was a fraud.
You're not the first to fall for Jack the Eel's charm, sir.
He was leading us a dance, even with regard to custard.
Perhaps he didn't even think we looked radiant at all then, Isabel.
Don't be absurd.
Well, if you'd all like to follow me, I'll see if we can find alternative transport for you off the island. This way, madam. And you, madam.
Did you hear so, the man was a fraud, Isabel.
What, can you move over? The cold taps and what... Excruciating. There's no room to move over. They didn't have this sort of carry-on in mind when they designed this shower.
Look, what are we going to do if they come in?
They won't come in. They've come in. Mr. Brooks' cabin was a stupid place to hide.
Thought you said it was a good idea.
Well, I was wrong. Now I look more closely at it and I can see it was a bad idea in a week. I need a fag. No.
Good grief, Constable. Some of this underwear borders on the mauve.
Look, those are personal belongings. He's not going to be hiding in Mr. Brooks' small.
What's that smell?
It's smoke, Sergeant. It smells like smoke.
It's my soup. I left it on the stove. It's smoke soup. Yummy.
No, it's coming from behind this shower curtain,
no!
Sergeant.
Wait, no, that shower curtain is covered in a poisonous covering.
Mr. O'Reilly, I presume.
Good morning to you, Sergeant. And how the devil are you? You're looking very pink, but then hasn't the weather been unseasonably mild?
We meet at last. The game is up. Smoking and hiding are two sports that do not mix well, Mr. O'Reilly.
Sam's advice was the same. He even tried to grab the matches off me. And look, isn't he covered in soap now? The poor man.
What is this you have in the shower with you?
Well, that's Borth, Sergeant.
What's Borth?
It's most importantly nothing to do with me, officer. I'm just a bystander.
Do you know that you are wanted on suspicion of smuggling illegal brews and other whatnots?
I had a funny feeling I might have been. I have a second sense about these things.
Constable, read the wanted telegram.
Oh, Sergeant, just have it here. Here we are. Wanted. Tumble dryer for £150. A mature lady with good sense of humour. Donald Patrick Remus O'Reilly for the following offences. See also Overleaf in Appendix 4, pages 6 to 19.
Right, Mr. O'Reilly.
Oh, the thing is, Sergeant, I have this rash on my back that the books say only occurs in carp and the like. I really can't be moved.
All right, everybody, this way.
Everybody?
This way.
You mean us three as well?
Come on. You're all accessories,
aren't you? Captain, do something.
I am doing something. I'm meekly complying.
Come along. This way.
Hey, take this back to the mainland. Look, come on, this is all a misunderstanding. I'm not one of them.
The constable explained in rather harsher terms than were necessary that we weren't going back to the mainland. I began to regret not carrying a photograph of my armchair and me in my wallet. As we were frog-marched up on deck, I prayed for a miracle, but would have to settle for an occurrence.
I shall drown, and the salt water will cause my hair to lose body and shine.
Just a bit further. We were lucky they had these inflatable lilos at all, really, darling. It was only because that storm the other day blew them onto the island. We'd have had to stay in the prison otherwise. Imagine that, eh? Prison.
Whee! Raise you to the roof, Madam Isabel.
Oh, I shall drown. I'm the town shipwrecked. I'm hapless by someone who works in fashion.
That's it, Harriet. Up you go, then. Now you, darling. Well done.
Well
done. That's the way. I'm right behind you. There we are. Oh, well.
Oh,
At least we're safe and nothing's broken, eh?
Oh, let go!
Hey, what the blazes is going on here?
Oh, Mr. Brooke, did you enjoy yourself on the island, huh? Well, look at that. You've got yourself Lilo's. That's the spirit. Is yours an inflatable turtle, Mrs. Brooke? Is that it?
The police are here.
Oh, a bit of good news at last, about time, too.
Do you know this man?
Yes, he's supposed to be our tour guide, but he let us go onto an island that was both dangerous and...
Then you will have to come with me, all of you.
Come on, you will, officer.
You're going to prison, madam. Dark, smelly prison.
Prison? Oh. Mm-hmm. But I can't go to prison. I play the piano.
You are all accessories to the ugly crime of smuggling.
Look, if it's about those tablets, I have a bona fide colonic disorder.
Don had some cases of moonshine in his cabin, Mr. Brooke.
What? I might have known you'd pull a stunt like this, O'Reilly, you lowly, drunken, spineless fool.
You know, you can make a point without being so personal about it, Mr. Brooke.
What about our holiday?
You'll have to take it when you come out, madam, in about 10 years' time.
10 years?
It's too late to be shocked now. You see, the law takes a very dim view of...
Of what? Gazing into the distance and looking scared? Pointing, opening and closing your mouth. The man's gone mad.
Oh, there's a boat of some sort approaching.
Yes. What on earth is it, you think?
Constable Hartley.
Sergeant Hartley.
Run!
Officers! Officers! Where are you going?
A boat, eh? What flag is it flying? You can always tell a boat by its flag.
Skull and crossbones.
Skull and crossbones. That'd make it a... trawler with lobster pots.
Pirates, you buffoon. Skull and crossbones is pirates.
What's trawler with lobster pots, then?
Oh, what's the matter? Officer, pirates! Officer, come back!
Can't hear you. They happen to be going. We'll let you off with a warning this time. Don't do it again.
You cowardly good-for-nothings! Come back here and arrest us!
Too busy. Good day.
Captain, aren't we going to make a run for it?
It's too late. They're almost on us.
Will somebody please tell us what is going on and whether I am dressed appropriately for it?
Oh, my favourite aunt's joining. Not pirates. Another 10 minutes and we'd have been safely in jail. Destiny should be breathalyzed for this.
Do you think they'll have parrots? I like parrots.
A hideous craft descended upon us, which appeared at first sight to be some sort of customised seagoing porter cabin. As it grew closer, it became clear that it was a canal boat with a giant mast strapped precariously to the top of it. On board were a gang of curious creatures wearing false ginger beards and red or yellow wigs. The canal boat was decked out with bunting and a banner that read Royal Society of Chartered Accountants. To Harriet's disappointment, they didn't have parrots.
Hello! Surprise and most unwelcome!
Hello there. How are yous? We'd invite you aboard, only our kettle's broken.
We are coming aboard, ready or not.
I had a feeling he was going to say that.
Well, here we go. So, you are fool enough to travel these seas, then, and with a man whose hair is soapy.
Oh, well, I was in the shower.
No, you bore me. Quiet as a mouse from now on, or you and your suds and your maribum tails will all go overboard together.
Yeah. I was in enough trouble without engaging a pirate in verbal sparring. I endeavoured to strike the notoriously difficult balance between looking overconfident on the one hand and bursting into tears on the other. The pirate scowled contemptuously with some justification, before turning his attention to Mr. Brooke.
And you, yes, you with your fat body and nice hat. Who might you be?
Brooke is the name, young man, as in Brooke's custards, synonymous with lumplessness.
Well, Brooke custard fat hat man, what do you think of this?
Ow!
There, I have trodden on your shiny shoes. I've left a mark and you are not so biting now. You are hot under the chubby little collar and cuffs now, hat-wearing man. I am maddening. Yes, so I am up the nose.
Now, look here. You might think it's clever to put on silly voices and make a nuisance of yourself.
He threatens with wagging finger. But Pirate Neil has a potato gun. Fire!
Oh, hey! Stop it! Hey!
Darling, are you winning?
Oh, he got my earlobe, love.
And squirty water pistols from Pirate Barbara. Go!
Stop it! Will you?
We are on the wick of you all and even ourselves a little. Look,
I tap my fingers and whistle. Yes, and well, you may block your ears with your fingers, slim lady left of the soapy man.
Oh, will you stop that, please? Look, who are you and what do you want?
We are pirates!
Well, why does it say on your boat that you're accountants, then?
We can be both if we like. We were accountants once upon a long, long time ago, questioning woman. Yeah, until our canal trip to build Team Spirit with excellent group games and name tags.
And you wandered into the Wolby Tides on this trip, is that it?
We are pirates now, Irishman, and that is an end to your prying. We will have our way with you because you and all the others cannot stand us for very long.
He's not wrong there.
We have your backup, Irishman, and Pirate Barbara has not even broken the wind yet. Irksome deed. Oh, a whiffy one. And just a bit louder than a cupboard shutting. No, I see you have taken the final straw. The back of your cabin is quite skinny, I think. It is time to bid you adios, strange people.
Thank God.
Goodbye, then, no.
I said adios!
Bye-bye. Have a safe journey.
Journey? No, not short woman in wool. It is you who is going on the journey, I think. We will be staying upon this boat with a silly name and hardly any good flag.
What? You're taking the Iguanodon.
I know we are. But now you all have on gloomy heads and the tall man's lip quivers like a tiny little baby's. Why so? You can have our boat, which is much funnier and a better colour.
I don't like your boat.
You won't have to like it, crybaby captain. The boat will sink before long.
Yes,
that is why we are taking yours. Overboard you go now, or I run my fingernails down my special pocket blackboard. Also, we have big swords, look, and watch too many horror films, so...
Do as he says, everybody.
O'Reilly!
Don't worry, Mr. Brooke. I'll be reporting that lot to the appropriate authorities. No doubt about it.
We clambered off the Iguanodon and onto the canal boat, which bore the charming name of the Malodorous. The pirates had soon disappeared out of view, and with them went my last faint hope of getting back to the mainland in time to save my job. However, by this time, my concern had shifted away from saving my job towards the broader subject of saving my life, and my concern was by no means ill-founded. In fact, I was soon to find out it was very well-founded indeed.
In The Iguanodon by Paul Lucas, Sam Varley was played by Paul Haig, Dermot Crowley as Don O'Reilly, Bernard Cribbins as Mr. Brooke, Sally Phillips as Laura, and John Arthur as the captain. Isabel was played by Rosemary Leach, with Patsy Byrne as Harriet. Other parts were played by Kevin Eldon and Fred Harris. The producer was Joe Clegg.